Welcome to this sample audio clip, which comes from the series entitled Multi-Hull Conversations with Jim Brown. In this segment, Jim speaks to catamaran sailor Fred Yeats. This short MP3 features a portion of the entire interview where Fred shares stories from his years of extensive multi-hull cruising, leading up to his tale of being caught in a terrible storm in the Gulf of Tehuantepec off the coast of Mexico. You can find out more about this historic audio series at www.outrigmedia.com.
I was looking at, you know, of course, Spronk was there and building boats, but having sailed on some, I realized that as good as the boats are and as pretty as they are, that the wing deck was just a little bit too low to the water. And talking to Peter about it, he wasn't about to change his design philosophies, which I could understand, but you know, I started looking for other designers, and you know, I knew you were a trimaran designer, and I had no idea that you were designing catamarans, but when I sailed the boat back from San Martin, I guess a year later, and that's another story, but when I finally got back to Florida, I ran into Russ again, and he was building a proa.
Yeah, my son Russell.
Right, and that's where I learned about Dookie Smuts and fillets and epoxy and wood, and you know, constant camber was, you know. A whole new thing.
Constant camber was in its infancy at that time. It was really, we began to think about constant camber in the very late 70s, and it was because of the trade winds race that constant camber really happened, and it's also because of the trade winds race that I became interested in catamarans. I had a chance to sail one year. I think it was either 78 or 79. I sailed with Phil Weld in his wonderful big trimaran, the Rogue Wave, to no one's surprise, we won the race that year. And then the next year, Peter or Spronk and his wife Myrna invited me to join their crew, which I did, and we won it the next year, too, and so they figured I was good luck. Actually, I think it was about that time that they ceased running those races, but it had a whole lot to do with constant camber. That particular period was very formative for me. You know, I had never really been to sea in a big catamaran like Peter Spronk's 60-footer that he called Checha. It was a cold-molded cat. Most of his cats were lap strake construction, but this one was cold-molded. And I began to realize, boy, when the cats get big, you really got something, you know. They have to get big. Most people say bigger than 50 feet. I think you got to be to 60 feet myself for a cruising catamaran to be really good, because the wing deck can be high enough and the cabin top still low enough, because the size of the human being doesn't increase with the size of the boat, you know. And so it was at that point I got interested in catamarans, and I guess that's, it must have been in the early 80s that you heard about it, huh?
Well, I believe I participated in the 1980 Tradewinds race, so you must have been there a couple of years before that. And, you know, you were mentioned in a lot of the multi-hull magazines that I was reading, and it just seemed like something really that I wanted to do, and I'm glad I did. It was a wonderful thing. But you're right, you know, the McGregor was not big enough to live on, not comfortable. I mean, it was camping, and it was wet when you sailed, and I wanted something more comfortable, but still be able to go back down to the islands and do day charter. And what happened was I sold the McGregor back in Dunedin, after I'd returned to Florida, and Anna, of course, my wife, was from Roanoke, Virginia, and so we were in Roanoke, and I found out that Russ was at your home there, and so I came over to visit, and that's when we met, and I remember we were talking about things, I remember distinctly he told me, he says, "You don't want a trimaran, you want a catamaran." And I said, "You're right." And we went into your office there and you unrolled the drawings for the 44. And that was all it took for me.
Okay, so now the rest of the story. Tell us about your Sea Runner 44 catamaran. What I want to say about it is that I think it was probably the prettiest boat that I ever designed. The way you and Don built it, it was really very special.
Well, it was. I really can't say enough. Excellent sea handler, really tough. Even though it was designed with an open center area for passenger carrying, it was still comfortable enough for me to live on. And I wasn't really looking for a liveaboard. I wanted something that I could afford and could build and take back down with the resources that I had. And it fit the bill everywhere, and it turned out to be one of the best things I think I've done in my life was putting that project together. And everywhere I went, you know, be it way down in the Bahamas or Aruba or Panama Canal or California or Florida, everywhere I went, at least one person would come around and say, "You know what, I've seen that boat, you know, in wooden boat or multi-hulls, that they've heard about it or they wanted to see it." And what can I say? It was just wonderful, Jim. It was just a great boat.
Well, it was for me too, Fred. I sure enjoyed that whole thing with you and Don building it. It was built near where I live here, over on Gwen's Island, Virginia, which is not far from where I live, in here in Matthews County, southern Chesapeake, Virginia. I remember the day you sailed away. My gosh, you were headed for the Caribbean, and we went down the river. I can't remember what boat we used to go down our little river to a marker out in Mobjack Bay, and I was able to climb up on the marker and get a few pictures of you going by, although there wasn't any wind. So I never really had a chance to see that boat or to sail that boat in a real breeze, much to my regret.
Yes, I remember that day. I was so anxious to get going. I wanted to do a few more passes to get some more pictures, but the day was getting on, and I needed to get down to Norfolk, and I'm glad we were able to get the pictures we did. but yeah, I was on my way.
Tell us where she took you, Fred.